Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Exodus chapter 19 and talk to you about eagle's wings. Here's our verse for today, Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, where we read this. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. The people of Israel had finished the first part of their journey, out of Egypt and now towards Mount Sinai. They would stay a year at Mount Sinai as God gave them his law. As they arrived at the same mountain where the Lord spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, God had something very special to say to the people of Israel. First, he reminded them of his triumph over the Egyptians. He said, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians." Israel needed to be reminded over and over again that the Lord their God was greater than any of Egypt's pretended deities. There should never be a competition in our life between God and anything else. We need to remember that he is greater than anyone and anything else. Next, he spoke to them about his loving care in saying, "How I bore you on eagle's wings." The Lord used a precious and powerful picture. It is said that in ancient times it was believed that an eagle does not carry her young in her claws like other birds. Instead, the young eagles attach themselves to the back of the mother eagle and are protected from any attack from the ground as they are carried. They thought that any arrow from a hunter must pass through the mother eagle before it could touch the young eagle on her back. Now, I don't know if that's actually true. I'm not an eagle expert. But from what I understand, that's what many ancient peoples believed. Here's the picture. The Lord has the same loving care for you. Whatever arrows or attacks come your way have first come through the Lord himself. Now, this is true in two ways. First, Jesus endured all temptation while he walked this earth as a man. The Bible says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Enthroned in heaven, at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus understands perfectly every arrow shot at you, because the same arrow, in some way or another, was shot at him. Second, whatever comes our way must come by the allowance of God. Now, please understand, God is never the source of evil or temptation, but it is fully within God's power to stop any trial or temptation at any time. The fact that he allowed it means he has a purpose for it in your life, and that purpose isn't to kill you. The death arrow would have to go through him before it ever comes to his child. Finally, he spoke to Israel about the purpose of his deliverance. He rescued Israel so that they could have a relationship with him. As he brought them out of Egypt, God said that he brought you to myself. God didn't deliver Israel so that they could do their own thing, but so that they could be God's own people. So it is in our life. Jesus does not rescue us so that we can live to ourselves, but so that we can live unto him. As 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, "He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." You see, the purpose of Jesus is to bring us to himself. He rescued you to be with him in real relationship. Enjoy that relationship with Jesus today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.